This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. All right, wow. When I saw the story, I almost vomited. I was so upset. Apparently, the Veterans Affairs Hospital staff, according to the Washington Examiner, knew of roaches on food trays in the hospital, but didn't get rid of them. They say cockroaches were a quote-unquote persistent presence at Veterans Hospital in Illinois, and the administrators were aware of the problem, but failed to remove them. According to the VA Department Office of Inspector General, confirmed, they say the insects were found in and around the food service areas, and even on food trays that were served to the patients. Now, this all occurred at Edward Hines Jr., VA Hospital in Hines, Illinois. Are you kidding me? What is going on with people? Nobody wants to say anything. Nobody has cojones anymore. They say, quote, during our unannounced site visit on May 10th, 2016, we found dead cockroaches on glue traps dispersed throughout the facility's main kitchen. We observed conditions favorable to pest infestation. That's according to the Inspector General in a report dated Wednesday. The inspection was sparked by a whistleblower's report. Yeah, why are we hearing about this now a year later? That was May 10th, 2016. They say the report found that the roach situation was known to the administrators of the hospital, but that they had failed to remove the bugs. We substantiated that at least several patients received food trays with cocktails on them. Cockroaches. Boy, is that a Freudian slip. I apologize. No cocktails today. But they say that the administrators had learned of this. They said several patients had received the food trays. Cockroaches were on them. They reviewed emails from mental health staff to nutrition and food service managers from the years of March 11, 2011 up to December 28, 2015. And that reported 6 complaints from patients that cockroaches were present on the food trays delivered from the facility's main kitchen. See, here we are. We are freaking out about money and the dirt that money could bring into a hospital. We're freaked out about these super funguses. We're freaked out about all these infections and the linens, bringing in mold, like we're seeing in some states back east. And, there's these little bitty outbreaks throughout. And here you have a VA hospital, helping, our American heroes. And they're getting cockroaches served with their food. I am livid. They say, despite these reports, the administrators continued to use their existing pest control program. I don't know much about glue and caulk and that kind of stuff when it comes to cockroaches. Now, I don't know much about, what pesticides are allowed, in hospital kitchen areas. But they had to have done something a lot better than glue. They say part of the problem, the report said, was the lack of stable leadership at the hospital. Between 2011 and 2016, the hospital had 10 different directors. The inspections were requested by last year by then-Senator Mark Kirk, Republican of Illinois, and then-Representative Tammy Duckworth, Democrat of Illinois. Kirk lost his re-election bid last fall to Duckworth. So, there you go, okay? Lack of leadership. This, I can't tell you, has been such an issue when we see this in the medical field. Look at how our leadership a few years ago dealt with health care. I'm not sure why the VA system slipped through the cracks. This is something where, here's the thing. We have to be kind of honest about what happens. You have a lot of do-gooders out there. You have a lot of people that come in and go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, this has to be done this way. This is how we need to do it. And the one thing I've learned is if you open your mouth within a real big facility, okay, it's not taken very well. Now, I remember when I was younger going, we need this, we need this, I see this, oh, no, 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 no. All right, you learn that when you're a part of a big corporation, you lay low. It's a shame that kind of the mantra or that's the behavior that's encouraged, you know, when it comes to that. But, you know, I would like to hear from some of the people that, you know, said, no, look, I said something was wrong. You know, I had a solution. I brought it up and it was not encouraged. And, you know, this is something nobody really talks about. It doesn't make, you know, media news. It's not very sexy. It's not an exciting topic. But you have people that are within major organizations throughout the country that have learned the hard way that you lay low, that you don't make new suggestions, that you don't be a firecracker and someone that lights the torch, carries the torch, you know, throughout the building or the hospital or whatever. And so, unfortunately, I think what happened is there were people that wanted to do something, and they felt like if they said something, they'd lose their job, or it would not be a very good job for them. And here, they're putting patients at risk. Are you kidding me? Cockroaches on the food. I mean, is this how we treat our veterans? Is this how we treat the people that sacrificed for our country? They have to eat with crap on the, you know, and it's a shame. It, you know, there was years ago, there was just this, I don't know, this, what do I want to say? I apologize. I'm having, you know, there was just this, not behavior, but this, it was just kind of the flavor of, you know, medical institutions, how, you know, the VA wasn't supposed to be the one that got all the frills. You know, the VA system was government. So if it was government run, it was going to be very cheap. It was going to be very stark. It was going to be very, meek in terms of the benefits they provided and in terms of the services they had to offer. And so, you know, it was just a general feeling that, you know, that's the way it is in the government. And I guess that's the way it always is. And no, that's wrong, especially since we want our healthcare system to become a single payer, something that the government controls. The government has proven to us that they do not manage healthcare correctly. So don't let the government be involved in our healthcare. 1-877-DOC-TELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X 180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X 180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like a real man that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So, a 37-year-old father of two has been identified as the first fatality in the botulism outbreak that occurred when a bunch of people added nacho cheese to their nachos at a Northern California gas station. The outbreak had killed Martin Galindo Larios Jr. He had been hospitalized, as well as nine others have been hospitalized. One victim is still paralyzed, according to health officials, as of this week. Galindo Larios was taken off life support May 18th and died hours later. His family includes two sons, which are younger than five. He had stopped at Valley Oak Food and Fuel in Walnut Grove last month while commuting to a job site in Sacramento. The gas station is, I guess, the midpoint between here and there, according to his brother Mario Galindo. Excuse me. So I kind of figured stop by, get a few snacks, and on the way back and forth, coffee, something to drink. They say tests by state health officials confirmed the botulism toxin in the nacho cheese, which was manufactured by Gel Foods of Wisconsin. And officials say the affected product was removed from the gas station May 5th. Matt Konins, a spokesman for the California Department of Public Health, declined to comment on the status of the gas station or if authorities were investigating the plant that the dip came from. Now, we've talked about botulism poisoning. It is a very nasty bug. It can live in low oxygen environments, and then it makes its own gas, which is why if you ever have a can that looks puffy, don't eat it because botulism could be in there. And it's not the bacteria that kills you, it's the toxin that can. And it takes just a very tiny, minute amount of this toxin. It's a neurotoxin that basically paralyzes you. And it prevents your nerves from working and the proper channels and the proper neurosynaptic chemical reactions that have to occur. And unfortunately, not only do your regular muscles, your skeletal muscles paralyze, but also your respiratory muscles paralyze. So that's how people get difficulty breathing and then unfortunately can die. They say survivors, including victims of the latest outbreak, are forced to spend weeks or months on ventilators. And patients are being treated with an antitoxin that the CDC has. According to Bill Marler, an attorney representing six of the victims, he said that's the scary thing about botulism. It's odorless, tasteless, you have no idea. The most likely thing is that it happened in some error on the assembly line at the cheese manufacturer. I mean, this is horrible. This is so frightening. It's so rare, you know, and it's so scary. I mean, you know, how many of us have nacho cheese or grab something from a gas station, you know, food stop? I mean, we've all done it, you know, and you can't taste or smell botulism being there. Gel Foods of Wisconsin CEO Eric Baringhouse told KTVU in a statement that the company's facilities are safe and the company is working with investigators to determine what caused the outbreak. So, you know, there's a variety of things where, you know, places where this could have happened. Okay, botulism could have gotten into the food at the manufacturing plant. Then it could have happened during transport. It could have happened because it was in the machine that held the nacho cheese within the gas station, and then or not even that, when you put your nachos into a little paper cut plate, maybe there was something with a few of those plates, so the last few plates might have been contaminated. And then the rest of the ones were clean, which is why you didn't see anybody else get affected by it. But, you know, many places, if they serve nachos, you know, with nacho cheese, those containers are strictly for that. So there's a variety of places where this could be an issue. So, of course, investigators are on the case. The lawyers are already involved, and I don't blame lawyers for being involved. I would like to see the patients get better, you know, before, you know, because here's the thing. You guys know human nature. You know, something goes wrong, all right? People now are scared to death of getting sued. And, you know, I want a full court press. I want everybody getting involved right now to figure out how to help these people, figure out how to prevent this from happening again. Fortunately, once you have the lawyers involved this early, a lot of people are going to be in protect my butt mode, okay? Because this is bad. This is really bad. That's not the mode we want people in. And I don't know what the answer is for that. You know, I mean, you know, you get botulism because somebody, you know, was stupid and somebody didn't clean out the machine correctly or something was done half-assed. Yes, you should be able to have the, to be able to, you know, seek damages. So I don't have a problem with somebody suing for this. It's just, I would hate this early in the game for people to go, well, look, it wasn't me, okay? You know, we got the cheese from this place. Or they go, well, look, it wasn't us, and it wasn't, you know, it must have been the machine. Or it must have been the containers. It must have been, you know, and unfortunately, this is what we see happen. And there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, and nobody's going to step up to the plate going, guys, we got it, we know what happened, we got it. All right? It's going to take an independent investigator to find it. Because whoever admits it, and now, you know, hopefully somebody has the cojones and says, you know what, we found it, looks like it was us, you know, our bad. You know, the fear of the lawsuit, I mean, if somebody could point finger at somebody else and somebody else could take the blame for this, they just save themselves possible bankruptcy. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. You know, it would be nice where, you know, we say, okay, look, everybody hold off with the lawsuits. Okay, let's figure out what happened. Everybody started something. You know, let's get inspectors. Let's see. But problem is people know they're going to get sued. People know that, you know, it's only a matter of time. So I'm afraid there's a lot of cover your butt type stuff going on right now. And I hope none of the companies involved, you know, try to hide anything and they're able to, you know, reveal what's going on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In lawsuit news, Alcoholics Anonymous is suing. You guys have probably heard about this because they want to recover an original manuscript. They say the original manuscript that became the basis for Alcoholics Anonymous is the subject of a new lawsuit being reported by Fox News. And the organization wants to reclaim it before it could be auctioned next month. Now, there's this complaint filed in New York on Monday, where the working draft for the AA's basic text, known as the Big Book, and describing the famous 12-step program to help people stop drinking and stay sober. Apparently, it is scheduled to be auctioned June 8th by Profiles in History in Calabasas, California. But the plaintiff, Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, said the seller, Mr. Ken Roberts, had no right to consign the manuscript because it had been gifted to Alcoholics Anonymous back in 1979. They say, because of, quote, extreme negligence of others, this was never turned over and given to them. Alcoholics Anonymous said it learned about the gift in 2007, 3 months after Roberts bought it. He bought the manuscript for $992,000 at Sotheby's and sued after he refused its demand to turn over the manuscript rather than sell it. I don't know what happened there. Profiles in History has estimated that the manuscript could fetch $2 million to $3 million. And this guy already spent close to $1 million on it. So the lawsuit filed in the State Court of Manhattan names the auction house, Roberts and Quest Royal Fine Art, a New York gallery that displayed the manuscript this month as defendants. The manuscript is an original historical document of unique importance to the, you know, AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and undeniably is a critical piece of history. And the defendants are wrongfully detaining the manuscript for their own pecuniary gain. Whew, that's some big words. Again, those are lawyers for you. Those are some big words. Roberts and a spokesman for Profiles in History do not immediately respond to requests for comment. So the Big Book, also known as Alcoholics Anonymous, was written mainly by the co-founder, William Wilson, better known as Bill W. It was first published back in 1939. It is in its fourth edition now, has sold more than over 30 million copies, according to AA's website. The group has more than 2.1 million individual members. I love AA. I think they've done some amazing work. AA said Bill W.'s widow inherited the original manuscript after his 1971 death. It was then gifted to Barry Leach in 1978, who the following year gifted it to AA upon his death. That occurred back in 1985. Unfortunately, something happened where they never got it. So the case is Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc. versus Roberts et al., New York State Supreme Court. So we'll tell you how that goes, but interesting. You'd never think, you know. Just some guy spent about $1 million on it, thinks he can now, you know, turn it around, and I don't blame him. But AA is like, no, this is mine. How did it get out there? So this is one big cluster. This is a mess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Rebel up. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could also email us. Well, there's not only can you email us at our website at drdahlia.com, and you could contact us through Facebook. You could also contact us through Twitter. On Facebook, Greg writes, if I ran for office, and maybe I will, since idiots run the country now, Greg, I'll vote for you. The fact that you realize idiots run the country, period, over, despite administrations, okay? I'm not talking about our current administration, but, you know, I agree. We don't really have the shrewdest of people making decisions, you know, throughout the centuries, but I get that. I get, thank you, I'd vote for you. He says, I would make fixed prices for doctors and hospitals. Sore throat, $20. Heart attack, $200. Gallbladder, $1,500. Okay, it's not going to work, Greg. Cancer treatment, $5,000. He says people save up knowing these prices. No insurance, no catastrophic insurance. What do you think? Okay, so I see what he's saying, and this is something that I think a lot of people have been talking about. Why don't we have fixed prices for our, medical issues? Why is one hospital charging $20,000 for an appendectomy, whereas another one charges $8,000? I agree, that's stupid. So Greg's right in that respect. In terms of sore throat, charging $20 for a sore throat, heart attack $200. I see where he's going. On the one end, let's say cancer. If it doesn't matter what type of cancer treatment you have, you're going to have to come out about $5,000. This is something you could save up for. You have that put away. People in the old days used to save up for medical issues, and so you had a little medical account, or families would pull together and pay for medical treatment, and then you wouldn't need to get the insurance. I get, people are trying to figure out ways to get around insurance. The problem is, I know you understand the more obvious reasons why this wouldn't work, but I commend you for, thinking. I see where you're going with this. The problem is somebody coming in with a sore throat, what that, in order for a system like that to work, it means the patients have to be able to, in a way, diagnose themselves. And so if they go to a primary care doctor or a family doctor, all right, and whether you have a sore throat, whether you have a bronchitis, whether you have a plantar's wart, $20 to walk in the door, all right, and to get seen, et cetera. And maybe wart treatment may cost a little bit more. Maybe if you need an x-ray, it costs a little bit more. I get that. The problem is I can't tell you how many times a simple bronchitis was not a simple bronchitis, and it turned out to be something else. We had a patient going into a diabetic ketoacidosis, but he thought what he had was bronchitis and he needed a Z-Pak. Told you guys about, my father. Right before he dropped dead of his heart attack, he told my mother that, maybe, he needs to get an antibiotic because this, he's feeling sick. Okay, sore throat. How many times is a sore throat a sore throat? What if it's throat cancer? So, the thing is, we don't want people self-diagnosing and then try to pick the doctor of their choice. That's kind of what his primary care doctors are here for. And we're not doing a peeing contest and try to be territorial with that. But the one thing that I've been kind of harping on all this time is don't, diagnose yourself and don't fall gullible to what you see on the internet when you type in some symptoms going, oh, well, I think I have mesenteric ischemia, or I think I have this, that's what us medical providers are for. That's why we went through years and years and years of training. And, but that's not what the people want. Okay? Being able to get medications at a pharmacy, okay, or over the counter, okay, is something that people want. People want to bypass the medical office. It'll save money. Go walk into a pharmacy and get their Z-Pak, get their birth control, get their Viagra, get their Xanax. Okay? It works in Mexico. It works in other countries. Why don't we do it here? Well, I think I still don't have that answer. I personally think a big issue is, lawsuits and, people being responsible. But, that if you're yourself walking in to the pharmacy and you're getting your own medication and no doctor prescribed it for you, they really shouldn't be responsible if something happens. Now, somebody could say, but I asked my doctor. And my doctor said, yeah, go to the pharmacy and pick this up. And they have a he said, she said. But, I don't know. I we've talked about, let's get some antibiotics over the counter. My big concern with that and hesitation with that would be antibiotic resistance. Okay? People take Z-Packs like they're candy. And the problem with that is Z-Packs eventually aren't going to work. So having antibiotics out there that, people take willy-nilly, now what we're trying to do is we're trying to bottleneck things and, have you come to the medical provider and we say, no, it's viral, you're not getting an antibiotic. So then you leave without getting an antibiotic and we just prevented you from, causing antibiotic resistance. Patients don't want that. Patients don't want to take off work, pay $20, $50, $75, $100 to go to a doctor who says, nope, I'm not giving you antibiotics. So, yeah, they're going to want to buy an antibiotic over the counter. So, mark my words, within the next 10, 15 years, we're probably going to have that service where you could go and get a medication over the counter. Now, the problem is what kind of medication? You know, Mexico, I think you used to be able to get pain medications over the counter. I don't know if you could get those anymore. And with antibiotic resistance, I don't know if you're going to be able to get those. But we're probably going to be giving birth control. There's, you know, already the plan B, you're able to get Narcan, you know, medication to reverse opioid overdose over the counter. You know, and a big concern about getting medication over the counter is, you know, you need to be watched by a medical provider. You know, if you need a medication to reverse opioid overdose, you really shouldn't be in your basement. You should be in a hospital setting. But because of opioid addiction and overuse and the way, you know, we have this so rampant now, I think I saw a number now that it's beyond 91 people a day, even higher, 100-something. So I'll take a look at the latest statistics. Yeah, so we want family members to have some Narcan nearby so at least they can institute it before they call the paramedics. But I'm concerned. The more stuff we have over the counter, the more self-diagnosis and self-treatment as a medical provider, I'm a little worried about that. Would I take the money Greg suggested, $20 for a sore throat? Yeah. Heart attack, $200. And I know these were just random numbers. Problem again with a heart attack is some heart attacks you need to be in the coronary care unit. Sometimes you're going to be hospitalized for a while. For other people, they may not be as hospitalized as long. So heart attacks, those are expensive. You have a heart attack, wow, you got to have the testing. You need to be on the medications. You need, you know, it's a lot more than that. So how do you put a price on a diagnosis? Now, some people will say, well, pneumonia, we could put a price on that. And government had wanted to do that, where you get a set price. If you get pneumonia, there is a set price that the doctor and the hospital will get. They divide up the money, and that's all they get. And that was a big concern to a lot of us doctors because, well, what if somebody needs a repeat chest x-ray? What if somebody needs a newer, fancier antibiotic? Remember we talked to you about that case or that study where 1 in 4 people with pneumonia get a medication that needs to be superseded or needs to be stepped up because the first one isn't working. So if that's the case, how are we, you know, how are we going to be able to predict what type of treatment you need, you know, with your pneumonia? And if it's a set price, you'll have somebody go, well, you know what, I'm not going to do the x-ray. Go back to the ER, let them do the x-ray. I'm not going to take on the cost. So that's a concern when you start to socialize it, and that is a move towards socialism that I don't know if we're ready for. But some pneumonia cases, you can take an antibiotic and go home. Z-Pak can treat pneumonia. Levaquin can treat pneumonia. So there's some pneumonias where you can be home and treat it. There's others, like that boy from Utah, that ended up having a lung failure, needing to be on a ventilator, needing to have a double lung transplant. So it won't happen yet, Greg, and many of us want to come up with a solution. If I had a solution, I'd tell you guys. I've told you guys what I think we should do, but it's no solution. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. All forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Tom, our buddy Tom, says, I've worked in numerous countries during my career from time to time and was introduced to all sorts of different cultural ways and norms not common to Western culture, foods. In particular, came to mind when you mentioned cockroaches. He says, grasshoppers are really tasty, believe it or not. As far as the cockroaches, they are eaten by people in many different countries. You're right. And cultures around the world, especially in Asia. You're right. Cockroaches are edible and healthy to eat, provided they were prepared properly. I heard there are chocolate-covered cockroaches, and they're really, really yummy because they're very, very crispy. Have you guys heard about those? I've wanted to try chocolate-covered cockroach. I do not want to eat cockroaches. I think cockroaches are very dirty. I think they carry a lot of bugs, a lot of vermin. They could, definitely introduce crypto and, all sorts of crap into your system that I don't want. However, if it's covered in chocolate, then, yeah, all rules go out the door, and absolutely, I will definitely eat it. I think he's even mentioned ants. Oh, yeah, ants are fine to eat and full of protein. You're right. We've talked about bugs, how a lot of bugs have been in our food. Remember when they were talking about strawberry food coloring, how that was made from bugs? You guys know the book Eat This, Not That? Remember the book came out? Now it's actually a website, an Eat This website, eatthis.com, where, you're thinking that you're going to lose weight because you're eating a salad, and they go, look, if you want to, lose weight, if you go to, let's say, McDonald's, eat this, not that. And it showed the difference in calories. It's kind of very interesting stuff. So they have here, you are eating bugs without even knowing it. I thought that was kind of a very interesting story. So number one is many of us are eating Dactylopius coccus. And here we go. It's the red candies. He says, you shouldn't eat them, but you do. Skittles, Swedish fish, whatever your candy vice is. But the carmine, a vibrant red food colorant, is made up of the crushed abdomens of the female beetle-like African insects. It also shows up in some colored juices. So there's actually bug juice, they said, in your bug juice. Okay? The problem is this, we've basically been ingesting this for a while without even caring. I don't even know if it's in red gummy bears or whatever, but with red candies, you wonder. The problem is if you are a vegan or a vegetarian, this could be an issue because you do not want to ingest any animal products, and an insect is an animal. They say Caria laca. All right, again, it's the crunchy candy coating is made from secretions from the back end of the female lac bug. They say shellac has a lot of uses. And it, they say, let me see, we use it on our furniture, etc. But it says this candy coating is what makes the sweets look shiny. And it's a brush-on colorant. So when you're buying Easter candy and Halloween candies that use the shellac, it could be made from the Caria laca bug. Now, maggots. According to Eat This, Not That, they said just because you avoid the processed candies doesn't mean your food is free of bugs. The FDA legally allows mushrooms to contain 19 maggots. Maggots have a little rice-shaped larvae that feast on rotting food, or they'll feast on rotting flesh if you have a diabetic ulcer or, a gangrenous foot. And they say 19 maggots are allowed in every 3.5-ounce can. And they said avoid chemicals that could line cans and seep into your food. So I didn't know that we were ingesting maggots. I wouldn't be surprised, though. Mites. Okay? They say, apparently, the FDA allows up to 74 mites per 3.5-ounce can of food, in addition to the maggots. Can you guys believe this? I'm getting this from Eat This, Not That. EatThis.com. Now, my guess is there, please. Okay, this sister goes, let's look at this. Okay, 1, 2, 3. We only got 15. You only got 15 maggots? It's good. Let it go. I'm sure they throw the stuff out. Cockroaches. They say cockroaches is actually in our chocolate. Up to 8 bug parts are legally allowed for each chocolate bar. Okay, I don't believe this now. They say it takes 60 insect pieces or more per 100 grams of chocolate for it to be rejected by the FDA. They say fruit flies. They say each 8-ounce cup legally packs up to 5 fruit flies, and an 8-ounce handful of raisins could pack 35 fruit fly eggs. They also like tomato sauce. Up to 15 eggs could be in 100 grams of sauce that you slurp up with your spaghetti. Then they also talk about thrips. Thrips are tiny winged insects that love asparagus. Okay, I don't eat asparagus, so we're good. They say frozen and canned versions don't pack in more than 40 thrips per 100 grams. It'll be allowed. They also like apple butter, frozen broccoli, frozen Brussels sprouts, canned spinach, and hops. Those are Therps. What about caterpillars? They go caterpillars many times when they're small larvae. Larval fragments could also sometimes be in there. And then aphids. They say hops contains an average of more than 2,500 aphids per 10 grams in addition to the thrips. Is it thrips or thrips? Thrips. I've never even heard. Look, I like bugs, but please. So they say home brewing your own hops may be a cleaner way so you don't get all the aphids. So which countries, you know, really know how to manage the delicacy of bugs? Well, Thailand is big. They love snacking on grasshoppers, crickets, and woodworms, according to Travel U.S. News. The bugs are seasoned and fried in a wok until crispy. Then they serve them to passerbyers at local food markets. Ant eggs are also popular. So that's what Tom was talking about. Ghana. During the springtime when food is scarce, Ghanaians rely on termites as their main source of protein. The insects are roasted, fried, even used to make bread. And so, they kind of, I guess that could be yummy. In Mexico, they say bugs are eaten in a variety of ways. Fried, buttered, dipped in chocolate. Drink them. Mezcal, which is a Mexican liqueur, is often has a worm in it. You know, kind of like people think it like is the tequila with the worm, but it's mezcal. And it also has a worm ready for swallowing. And you swallow the worm, so you get your protein. China. China roasted larvae from insects like bees are a delicacy at high-end restaurants. You could actually find fully grown insects like water bugs roasted or fried and then skewered. They are easy on the go, so you can just pop in your mouth. Queen ants are bite-sized. They're a popular snack, and people say they taste like mint. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how they do it. In Australia, insects like the honeypot ant have been consumed by Australia's Aboriginal tribes for centuries. Apparently, these bugs ingest food stored in their bodies, so now you get the nutrients that these bugs absorbed. Yummy. In Japan, they say some favorites are the fried grasshopper and the fried silk moth pupae, or the Zaza Mushi, which is a type of larvae. You know what? If you put teriyaki sauce on, I'll eat it. I don't care. The Netherlands. The Netherlands is starting to embrace insects. They say crickets is starting to be used, and I guess there's I guess you could get those on a, you know, on a stand when you're walking around Dutchland. And then USA. Apparently, there are some people eating scorpions, eating bugs, eating cockroaches, grasshoppers, because they think it's cool and they want to be like their other country brethren. I would say wash it off, please. You know, if you cook and fry a bug, you're probably not going to get as much bacteria. I just don't know if some of these bugs have toxins in them. Now, grasshoppers are pretty juicy. I would not want to, I would dry them out first, maybe drain them out. Like a big caterpillar, that's too juicy for my taste. Even with chocolate. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.